Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Oh, happy, happy Friday, my friends. We have made it. The weekend is just ahead. I'm coming to you live from on the road. We made a little pit stop in Sikeston, Missouri. Shout out to Missouri girls. I am in your state right now. Oh, my home state. Good to be back home. I'll be at my mama's house later today with family, soaking up some family time over the weekend before we hit the road again. So good morning. Welcome in. I got to tell you guys, I was sitting here in the hotel room this morning and me and Jesus were having a chat about the devotional. And I actually had an idea for where I was going with this devotional, had a completely different scripture picked out for today. And it was like God just had me do a little right-hand turn in a completely different direction with today's devotional. And when that happens, when it's something completely different than what I started out writing about, and it goes in a completely opposite direction of what my plans were, I know it's because He wants to speak to you, directly to you, because you're listening. And so I truly believe that this devotional is for you, the one listening right now. It's for you. And I think that God has a really clear message that He wants to give to you today. So maybe if you're in a place where you could take some notes to see what specific words God has for you. I'm really excited to share this with you. I'm honored that I get to be the one to deliver it to you. Thank you for listening. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Planned Victories. Certain experiences in life change us. When a crisis hits, we gather what's most important and we protect it. When chaos surrounds us, we seek to shut out all the noise and focus. And when it passes, which all things eventually do, we walk away with a different perspective and stronger priorities. Some of the best things for our future first appear bad. The best setup for success is first a step back to the basics. A pull back comes before the launch forward. Think of the arrow. But we forget that, don't we? We forget that future victories first appear as present battles. Future strength first appears as current hardship. Future growth can be found in today's struggle. We would all love to learn the lesson from a book and never show up for the battle. We would choose to grow and skip the hardship. Sign me up for the victory without the struggle. But your Creator knows that's simply not the way you learn best. And because He always wants what is ultimately best for you, He lets you step right into the next season of warrior training. What if you could think of your current circumstances as warrior training? What if you could see how all of this is strengthening you and sharpening your skills? And what if you could see how God's planned victories for you come through today's hard training? Doesn't it just help to remember God has your victories planned? Listen to me. You will not be defeated here. God's good plans for you. We all know about that, right? His good plans for you, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Well, they're brought through today's less than perfect reality. Training sometimes sucks, but victory is worth it. God did not create you with a plan of defeat. He didn't design you for losing. He didn't destine you to a low place of darkness, which you can never find your way out of. His plans for you are good. His plans are to prosper you, but you won't always understand the unfolding of those plans. Read about Job. Job was a man who had so much, and even though he was faithful, he lost everything. And in Job chapter 42, we read his conversation with God. Job says to God, "I know that you can do anything, and no one can stop you, God. You asked me, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? And God, it's me. I was talking about things I knew nothing about, things too wonderful for me." Well, I too have questioned God's wisdom. I've asked him why. I've asked him how much longer. I've questioned his good plans when things seemed so wrong. And with a little time and space, I've seen the bigger picture unfold, and I'm reminded I was questioning God about things I knew nothing about. Like Job, I now understand there are some things far too wonderful for me to understand right now. The things you can't understand in your life right now, well, they're still in process. They're still unfolding to reveal the good plans God has. But don't be surprised when they don't look good right now. It's still too wonderful for you to understand. It's bigger than your mind can imagine. God never called you to understand it. He called you to trust him going through it. He's making you into a warrior, and warriors are trained for battle. Training is not easy, and training is not fun, but training is necessary for future victory. Remember, God has future victory planned for you, girl. You can speak with confidence over every situation in your life. There will be victory here. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but there will be victory here. Oh, there is a song that goes with that. There will be victory here. Oh, I love singing it. This battle will be won with Jesus. You will take a few blows, and you will be temporarily defeated, and you will probably suffer some loss along the way. There will be hard times and dark days. There will be deep valleys and vast deserts. Keep on marching. You don't stop here. This isn't the end. You're just passing through as you march on to victory. God is meeting you here today with new mercies. He has provision for you today. A new supply of strength and energy and willpower is here. Take it and use it. There will be victory here. This battle will be won. These mountains will be moved. This darkness will be lifted. Breakthrough will come, and the way will be made. You're standing in the midst of future victories God has planned for you. What he needs is for his warrior to keep training and not give up and trust his battle plan as it unfolds. There are things far too wonderful for you to understand happening right here, right now. They're just far too wonderful for you to understand. Things you cannot see with your eyes, but God holds them firmly in his hands. God is big enough to handle your questions and keep making the way for your next step. It's okay to ask, but don't quit stepping. I've learned in my darkest and hardest times, if I just take one step towards God, he will take 1,000 towards me. If I seek, I will find. Seek the next step so intentionally that you already have your foot lifted up, girl. Be in action, moving towards the victory God has planned for you. Believe it so much that no one could make you lay in bed today and waste this opportunity. Get up for the victory. Show up for warrior training today. These battles will be fought and they will be won. These are battles God plans on winning, and no one can get in the way of his plans. There will be victory here. Pick up your foot for it. Today you're in training. It's warrior training. And you know, this stuff isn't easy. And you're not going to understand it. So stop trying to understand it and just show up for it. And trust that God is preparing you for a victory. You are in the midst of future victories. All around you, there will be victory here. You are being strengthened for the battle. You are being trained, warrior. You're being trained. Future victories are all around you. So you look at whatever is wrong and whatever is dark and whatever is hard in your life right now. You just look right at it and you declare there will be victory here. God is working, but he has work for you to do too. And that work involves taking the next step today. Pick up your foot and declare, oh, there will be victory here. Keep on fighting, girl. No one giving up today, all right? No one giving up. Yes. Hey, you want to pray with me? Come on, pray with me right now. Hey, good morning, God. We're so grateful that you've given us a new day of life. And God, there's some people listening right now that, man, that's even hard to say. Like a new day, as the battles just continue and things just get harder and darker. But God, I pray that you would just be so loud right now that you will be giving them victory here. Maybe not when they think or how they think, but God, your victory is ahead. And you will win here. You have victories planned here. So Lord, I just pray that you would just help them to lift up their eyes today to you, that they would trust your battle plan, and they would trust that they're just in training right now, and that you have a victory here for them. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them today, that you would give them hope and courage as they continue to show up and lift their foot up and trust what you're doing, God. We trust you. We don't understand it, but we trust it, God. Thank you for all the future victories. Thank you for all the planned victories you have here. And we know that nothing and no one can get in the way of your plans. They are good plans. And we are so grateful. God, I lift up everyone listening to this right now. I just lift them up to you. And I pray, God, for your provision for today, exactly what they need, strength and energy and willpower and focus and patience and guidance, just provision directly from you. And God, I pray for your protection over our families. We thank you, God. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be alive today and take the next step. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I'm so glad you were listening today. Did you hear it? I think God had something for you, didn't he? I bet he did. Maybe go back and listen again. Take some notes. What did God have for you in this today? Everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here with me. I plan on meeting you again on Monday. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.